This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Can you deport a legal immigrant?
Absolutely we can. I mean, did he violate the terms of his visa? Did he violate the terms of his residency here? You know, committing crimes, attacking Israeli students, locking down buildings, destroying property. Absolutely. Yeah. Any resident alien who commits a crime is eligible for deportation.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
All right, Ryan Wiggins in studio with us this morning. I played that bite a couple times this morning. I haven't really described the context here, but what they ask him about, Stuart Varney ask him about, is this guy they're about to throw out of the country because he is here on like a student visa, but he's been holding all of these anti-Semitic rallies and protests on a college campus, and he's the instigator, and they're using the law that says you can be a visa holder, but you're still here under certain conditions. One of those is not supporting a known terrorist organization, which is Hamas. That's how the law reads. So Holman's like, absolutely, we can kick him out. And people are screaming that it's anti-immigrant and it's illegal and it's white supremacists. And it's just the biggest crap shoot you've ever heard in your life.
So it's the same playbook.
It's the same playbook.
Something I don't like. There must be racism involved, even though I can't figure out how.
They'd kick a white dude out of the country under the same conditions. I don't think they care what skin color you have.
No.
Yeah.
No. Speaking of the same playbook, the other thing we're going to hear this week, Ryan, is the federal government might shut down. Did you know that?
I did know that. But I didn't know how close we were.
Well, we are close, and the Republicans have passed a bill in the House. They're sending it to the Senate, where it's not going to pass.
Okay.
So every Republican is going to vote for it, and every Democrat is going to vote against it. At that point, who has shut the government down? Who will take the blame for it? The Democrats are already screaming that although it's a continuing resolution, it's Obama, Biden, Schumer's government is what it is. They're continuing the current situation, except they've included a few cuts in it, just a few cuts. But it's basically still Biden, Schumer, and Pelosi. I think I might have said Obama. Still Biden, Schumer, and Pelosi's budget. That's what it is. And they'll go back to the same playbook that they were using 10 years ago. And I happen to have this really wonderful little song that was put together a long time. Remember Debbie Wasserman Schultz?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a little play on Debbie Downer. Listen.
You're so happy and free. Turn on cable TV and along comes Debbie Downer. Telling us all a bunch of lies. If we save Medicare, we'll die. Even the press is rolling their eyes. That won't stop Debbie Downer.
This plan would literally be a death trap for some seniors.
She's got all the grace of a punch in the face. She's a double down Debbie Downer.
Republicans hate all women, you know. They've got a plan to bring back Jim Crow. They're gonna throw us out in the snow. Oh, Debbie, Debbie Downer.
Republicans who want to literally drag us all the way back to Jim Crow laws.
Wait for it.
Barack Obama pretends that he's postpartisan, but he gave us Debbie Downer. Obama's chair of the DNC's got a case of foot and mouth disease. And we're just begging, don't shut up, please. Can't get enough of Debbie Downer.
Yeah, they're going to claim that they're starving old people, young kids are going to kick off Medicare, all of the same playbook they always use. But guess what? Shutting down the government is going to be directly on their head. Period. There's no way they can blame the Republicans this time.
They will.
Of course they will.
You're unreasonable.
You're unreasonable.
You left us with no choice but to not sign it.
Well, that's what the news will say, too.
Of course. So. They'll play right along with them.
Speaking of same old playbook.
Yes.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
I don't know if you knew this, but Saturday was International Women's Day.
I celebrated that.
I did too.
Thank you. Celebrate women every
day. Yeah, what'd you do?
My wife made me a sandwich.
Your wife made you a sandwich for International Women's Day?
I'm just kidding. It was a joke. Don't send me any emails. No. I did. I told my wife and my daughter, happy International Women's Day. And they thanked
me. Make me a sandwich.
I did not.
I think we probably do things a little bit differently in the United States.
Oh, yeah, he went to the Mizzou basketball game.
I did thank
Honey,
them.
Happy International
Maybe I
Women's
thanked
Day.
Them Sunday for Saturday, but I did thank them.
Thanks for letting me go.
So in Canada, it caught my attention because there were protests across the country for International Women's Day, and I thought, mm-hmm. Well, what are they protesting, you know? And so I saw that they were protesting not Canadian women's rights. They were protesting international women's atrocities, which I thought, well, that's actually great. If you know what's going on in Syria right now, they are basically converting that whole country into an Islamic regime. Right. And women, not just Christian women, I mean, they're doing terrible things to Christians, but they're doing things to all women right now that we haven't seen in modern times. They're putting up checkpoints. You have to wear a hijab. You can't go out. You know, I mean, they're just straight up going
Sharia
full
law.
Sharia law.
It's crazy.
And the people there are freaking out because, you know, this whole revolution that Tulsi Gabbard predicted would happen is happening really fast. So I assumed that the protester would be protesting something like that. So I read the article. But I found out that while people were protesting, in Montreal it says many wore red, symbolic of both blood and love. Some have had signs displaying the Canadian maple leaf. Some were wearing the Handmaid's Tale robes, a dystopian novel in which women are subjugated by the governing regime. Others carried signs comparing U.S. President Donald Trump's administration to that of Nazi Germany. So, unfortunately, as I read the article and read more about the protests, I realized they're not protesting international, you know, Middle Eastern atrocities that are currently happening. They're protesting the rights of U.S. women. And it says, here's one, quote, "I'm here today because there's an attack on women. There's an attack on minorities. There's an attack on people who aren't billionaires. I've never felt more threatened. All our liberties are being threatened right now, especially for women." So the big question I had for Kim is, under the Trump administration, what rights as a woman? Because I'm not a woman, I don't think. I don't know the definition anymore.
You could identify.
However you identify.
Yeah, thank
okay.
you.
Well, I don't identify.
Okay.
So if that's the
what
rule.
It's whatever you say.
Yeah, and I figured you did, but I wasn't sure. I didn't
Well, on Tuesdays I do.
Okay, good. Today's yeah. Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So as a woman today, what atrocities or rights have you lost under Donald Trump's administration
in the last couple months? A lot. And it's been very upsetting to me. Yeah, I don't know if I can vote anymore. I don't even know if they're going to allow me to drive. I don't think I'm allowed to eat out at restaurants, right? They'd ban me from doing that because I'm a woman.
See, this seems sarcastic.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know what, the, you know, what I think that they are upset about is the fact that that they don't want you, the conservatives, the Christians specifically, don't want women to be able to go in and end the child's life that's growing in their womb. Even though it's not their body, they say, my body, my choice.
Yeah.
So that's what I think they're the most upset about.
Well, that's mentioned in here, but it's really not, doesn't seem like the point of the protest. So there was an 8-minute silent vigil that they did that I brought in some audio for.
And here it is.
And I don't want to play all 8 minutes because I feel like that would be a little bit
too long. Well, that was really powerful. This is very powerful audio.
I thought so, too.
We set off some alarms as well.
Yeah, I had about 5 seconds.
I feel moved.
Yeah, so I just wanted to, you know, there was this, an open question because when I read the article, I thought, you know, there's a lot of protests in Canada for Women's Day.
You're expecting me to believe they stayed quiet for 8 minutes?
They're Canadians. They're very polite.
Oh, okay.
But I just couldn't figure it out. And, you know, based on your sarcastic answer, I don't think you figured it out either.
Yeah. Let me know, all the other ladies out there. Let me know when you're being told you can no longer go out to restaurants or drive or vote or do all these other things. I've had zero changes to my life, and I don't get what they're all upset about.
Your life has not changed at all that I'm aware of.
The only right that I no longer have, if I were maybe in high school, is that I don't have a right to, you know, change in a locker room without worrying about a biological man being there.
Okay, here's what's really funny, because one of the quotes says that they were protesting Trump's executive orders on transgender athletes. Women's Day.
On International Women's Day.
On International Women's Day, they were against that. So,
you know what's sad? For International Women's Day, well, maybe this was yesterday, but I think there was a tie-in. They had The View had Dylan Mulvaney on. As a woman, that is so infuriating to me that of all the millions and millions of women they could have chosen to represent women on such a day, they choose a biological man. That should be a slap in the face to every other woman. That's the picture of womanhood.
You know, I made the joke like, oh, I don't even know really what a woman is. But really, that's kind of at the core of the whole problem right now.
Yeah.
Is that we don't really know how to define. You have a Women's Day, and you're mad at people for defining a woman as a woman.
But they can't define a woman.
And they're protesting people who are doing that. I mean, it's really confusing.
It is. Ryan, that's fantastic. Remind people where they can hear Wiggins America.
Saturday morning, 7 to 8. Sunday evening, 7 to 8.
And I listened on Sunday, in fact. Great show, by the way.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.